I've got a slogan for KFC that they're welcome to use.
Go on.
Well, KFC, if you think about it, it's only one letter away from being a swear word.
Right.
So they should have Colonel Sanders, and it just says, KFC, all we need is you!
Oh, ha, ha.
It'd be good. I think they should do that. They're welcome to have that if they're listening. Alright, let's do a podcast. Oh, hello and welcome back, my friends, to the 316 podcast. Short podcasts for your depressingly short life. My name is Zeke Gidden, and with me, as always, is Gameplay Jenny. Gameplay Jenny,
yeah.
How's it going? Ooh, yeah! How are you doing?
I'm alright. Yourself?
I am not too bad. Last time on the podcast, we tried and were really, really successful at condensing the whole Brexit debacle into 3 minutes and 16 seconds. That went well, didn't it?
Swimmingly so. If anybody could make out what your opinion was at all.
Yeah, oh God. Shall we move on to a topic with a little bit more levity this week?
Go on, let's do that.
Now, guys, you're always welcome to leave your topic suggestions, and we encourage it, we're kind of running out, down in the comments below or over on Twitter, and we will discuss every topic you guys leave. But we do like to give preferential treatment to newbies. Jen, today, former co-host Graham Idden has figured out that he can now leave and suggest his own topics. So, and I tell you what, he's not necessarily going to use that responsibly or rationally, okay?
This is about farts, isn't it?
It is. Did you see the comment?
No, I'm just, you know, just call it a wild guess.
Oh, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It is about farts. In 3 minutes and 16, today we're going to be discussing a would you rather. Would you rather, every time you burp, a streamer will shoot out of your mouth with the word burp written on it, or every time you let rip, a beam of light also shoots out of your derriere?
Your brother, he's got issues, hasn't he?
He really has, yeah. Guys,
this
come on.
This is the best he could come up with.
Let's keep it classy here.
You first.
Jenny, do you fart?
I think that it is probably fairly commonly known that everybody does about a million times a day.
You're a lady.
Whether
ladies don't
they know
fart.
It or not. You might think you're too good. You're wrong.
Really? Oh, this is becoming an educational podcast. I'll tell you what, I'm going to answer the question. The beam of light.
For why?
For two reasons. One being I wear trousers and jeans, like no one's going to see it.
What, light can get through clothing.
Yeah, how bright are we talking?
Well, quite.
Well, usually I'm sitting down, so yeah, no one's going to see it. They'll sure as hell smell it, given my diet, but they're not going to see it. However, if we're talking about a really, really bright light, like blindingly so, I'm going to use that to my advantage.
What, to ward off ships?
I have always wanted to be a lighthouse keeper. Put that on my CV, I'll get the job.
But without doing it in isolation, it's brilliant.
It really, yeah, I can just do it from 10 miles inland. What about you?
I agree with you for this. The first one doesn't sound useful in the slightest. Whereas, like, if you got trapped underground, the other one would be brilliant.
It would, yeah, or stuck out at sea, or...
In fact, you could make a job out of that, because, like, I'm sure that lighting lights underground must be quite dangerous, but that kind of light...
Coming through, guys!
Actually, I was wrong. Methane. Okay, right, I was wrong.
Yes, yeah, that is true. That's true. He's also left a sub-note here. Depending on the length of the burp depends on the number of U's in the streamer, and you can choose the colour of the beam you fart out.
Oh, well, there we go. That's even more of an argument then, isn't it? Because the other thing is just useless. It is useless. Why would you want that?
Children's parties? I don't know.
You can't make a living doing that. You'd go on Britain's Got Talent auditions, and when you went back, they'd be like, yeah, I was kind of hoping to see something else.
That'd be ridiculous.
That's not progress. You'd be like,
yeah,
no.
I'd like to see something else, please. I've got just the thing for you. You take down your trousers.
You can't have both.
Graham, you absolute mentalist. Thank you so much for your topic. anyone else has got some would you rathers, I quite like those. I think they work better than asking us to weigh in on gigantic political issues. So yeah, just leave them down in the comments below. That'd be great.
Oh God, what have we let ourselves in for?
I have no idea. I've got a feeling I'm going to regret ever saying that. Thanks for listening.